Penguin Random House Audio presents The Rooster Bar by John Grisham. Read for you by Ari Fliakos. Chapter 1. The end of the year brought the usual holiday festivities, though around the Fraser house there was little to cheer. Mrs. Fraser went through the motions of decorating a small tree and wrapping a few cheap gifts and baking cookies no one really wanted. And as always, she kept the Nutcracker running nonstop on the stereo as she gamely hummed along in the kitchen as though the season was merry. Things were anything but merry. Mr. Fraser had moved out 3 years earlier, and he wasn't missed as much as he was despised. In no time, he had moved in with his young secretary, who, as things developed, was already pregnant. Mrs. Fraser, jilted, humiliated, broke and depressed, was still struggling. Louis, her younger son, was under house arrest, sort of free on bail and facing a rough year ahead with the drug charges and all. He made no effort to buy his mom anything in the way of a gift. His excuse was that he couldn't leave the house because of the court-ordered monitor attached to his ankle. But even without it, no one expected Louis to go to the trouble of buying gifts. The year before and the year before that, both of his ankles had been unburdened, and he hadn't bothered to shop. Mark, the older son, was home from the horrors of law school, and though even poorer than his brother, had managed to buy his mother some perfume. He was scheduled to graduate in May, sit for the bar exam in July, and begin working with a DC firm in September, which, as it so happened, was the same month Louis's trial was on.